website. And before we went on, you'd mentioned that you have developed this application for someone's smartphone, and I've yet to use that, and I'm sorry about that.
You don't need to apologize. It's quite
well,
right.
I already have the smartphone, so I could easily acquire this and then go out and use it in the world.
No, you could.
But explain that to me one more time.
Okay, what this is there's an application for Android and iPhone users called Layer, which is an augmented reality application. In other words, it gives you information. You hold it up to the sky and look around you, and it gives you additional information about what you're looking at. That's the basic idea of augmented reality. You know, you hold your camera up, you look through it as if you're looking through a magic window, and you see information, any kind of information you want to put out there that's geolocated and geographically based. So what I've been doing the last few months is making a layer of data for Arts Alive, and that's kind of fun because Arts Alive, it's very there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's very, very busy. And so this is nice. So if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can download the application. It's free. And then you can find the Lost Coast Outpost's geolocated guide to Arts Alive. You can find out, if you're standing on the street there, you can find out who's showing in your immediate vicinity and where there's music, those kind of things.
Okay. So when I'm looking at the website, though, I don't see a quick link to that.
Oh, on the outpost?
Right.
Yes. I'm so busy with stuff. That will be up shortly. I promise you, John.
Okay.
There's going to be a quick link to it within a half an hour of when we get off the air.
Okay.
Go to the Lost Coast Outpost. You'll find instructions for getting that on your phone. And I'm going to post a little video clip, too, that my friend Jim Height did about Arts Alive that I think is going to be airing on Keat.
Okay. And clearly, what I have to do is go out and use this myself, and I use technology quite often, so I will not be sort of surprised by what I see. But just so I understand this very briefly, what I do is I just use the application, and then I just hold it up, and then I would see sort of what's before me through the viewfinder,
yeah.
And then suddenly, bang, there's more information that you will provide there, this overlay.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
You can also, so you hold the phone up, as I'm demonstrating to you right now.
Right.
You look around, okay, I'm looking at Los Bagels, I'm looking at the C Street Gallery, I'm looking at various things, and it will tell you what's going on in that neighborhood. Now, there's also things you can do, you can get a list view if you don't want to hold your phone up and look around at stuff. The phone can tell where you are, of course, and it tells you what's going on in list form.
Okay.
Or in a little map that you can look at. Here, look at it. As we've spoken, I've gotten it up. I pulled it up. It's downloading the results. See, because I'm the developer of the application, I can fake it out like I'm standing in Eureka.
Oh, that's neat.
Let's see. There you go. So we're standing at the corner now. Pretend you're standing at the corner of, what is it, 3rd and E, I believe. So see, look, Primate Tattoo, David Neff, Mike Arneson, and Casey Z, Open House.
Oh, wow.
We look over the other way. Oh, you're supposed to do it this way. Old Town Jewelers, Arkley Center for the Performing Arts, Shipwreck. You can see everything that's going on.
That is impressive, Hank.
Thank you very much.
That is impressive. And I hate to seem like such a rube, but I'm not embarrassed to ask silly questions.
No, but
I've never used that, so I'm looking forward to that.
No, I know you're a technologically adept person. You fixed somebody's keyboard yesterday, I believe.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that person is now happy. Put it that way.
Or we can do list view. So so Humboldt Baykeeper is the closest venue to where I'm hypothetically standing right now. Ramones, Cafe Nooner. Tells you everything that's going on.
I will put that into motion tomorrow.
Do that.
So thank you.
Yeah.
And you can read a great deal about this very shortly through the LostCoastOutpost.com.
One addendum. So sorry. You can use this all month as well. Most businesses leave their art hanging for a month, so you can use it any time. It's handy for Arts Alive, but if you just happen to be in downtown Eureka, you can see what's still hanging there from leftover from Arts Alive.
Got it. Okay. That is Hank Sims, developer and blogger through Lost Coast Outpost.